Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, as Americans eat a glut of food on this Thanksgiving Day, Todd Gleason shares the turkey facts for Thanksgiving Day from the University of Illinois Extension.
I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Happy Thanksgiving. Here's a list of turkey facts you might find of interest. Ben Franklin, did you know, in a letter to his daughter, proposed the turkey as the official United States bird. The average American eats about 16 pounds of turkey every year. 88% of Americans surveyed by the National Turkey Federation eat turkey on Thanksgiving, and 46 million turkeys are eaten each Thanksgiving, 22 million on Christmas, and 19 million turkeys at Easter. The average weight of a turkey purchased at Thanksgiving is 15 pounds. The heaviest turkey ever raised was 86 pounds. That's about the size of a large dog. A 15-pound turkey usually has about 70% white meat and 30% dark meat. The male turkey is called a tom. Tom turkeys have beards. And the female turkey is called a hen. Now, the turkey was domesticated in Mexico and brought to Europe in the 16th century. Turkeys lived almost 10 million years ago. In 1920, U.S. turkey growers produced one turkey for every 29 people in the United States. Today, growers produce nearly one turkey for every person in the country. Male turkeys gobble. Hens do not. They make a clicking noise. Wild turkeys can fly for short distances, at about 55 miles an hour, and can run 20 miles an hour. Turkeys are believed to have been brought to Britain in 1526 by a Yorkshire man. He acquired six turkeys from American Indian traders and sold them for tuppence in Bristol. Henry VIII was the first English king to enjoy turkey, and Edward VII made turkey eating fashionable. The five most popular ways to serve leftover turkey are in a sandwich, stew, chili, or soup, casseroles, and as a burger. Hey, you have a great Thanksgiving. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.
And just a reminder for you, next week is the Central Dakota Ag Day set for December 5th in Carrington. Producers and others will have an opportunity to learn more about the latest in the farm bill, crop marketing, and feeding poor quality wheat and corn to livestock, as well as other agricultural issues. That's at the North Dakota State University Extension Central Dakota Ag Day. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. Have a great Thanksgiving Day. We'll see you again on Black Friday.